Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined every Friday in the 4 o'clock segment with by John McClain, NFL Hall of Famer John McClain. Anytime you hear John McClain on Sports Radio 610, he is presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm eager to see if the Texans can win their first game and even their record. And if they do, they could be in first place by themselves next week.
That's a hell of a start to the segment. Before we get there, I want to remind everybody that we're at Churrasco Steak and Seafood in Memorial City off Gessner. Come by, see us. There's also locations. If you can't get to this location, there's other locations: Sugarland, Memorial, River Oaks, and the Woodlands. Get down to the nearest Churrasco's. It is big time food, great drinks. The vibe is real. They've been doing this for 34 years. They've been doing this restaurant thing for 34 years, and they're the preferred and exclusive caterer in over 60 venues around the greater Houston area. So any kind of catering you might need, think Churrasco's. Mm. They are absolutely big time. Private rooms at all their locations. If you're looking to plan an event, Churrasco's is where it's at. Fred Espinoza, right here at this location, Memorial City location, he's taking care of us. And we've had several listeners. Layla is the most recent listener stop through and
how you doing, Layla?
Hello. She is just full of energy with a beautiful smile, you guys. Tyler, you need to settle down back here in the studio, sir.
I'm saying hello to a listener, guys.
Chill out, man.
Hey, but we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain, and we greatly appreciate John joining us. John, look, we talked about this in the first segment today. This is, for many reasons, this is a must-win ball game for the Houston Texans, for Lovie Smith and for Davis Mills in particular. Is that a little bit strong, or do you feel like this is a big one?
Oh, it's a big one because of the start they've been off to, blowing 2 fourth-quarter leads. I just did a Chicago station, and they said, what did the Texans do well? I said, blow leads in the fourth quarter. They've done it twice. And so this game, they're 2.5-point underdogs. They're going against another team that's not very good. You know, the game means a lot to Lovie Smith. He's never tried to hide how much he thinks of Chicago, and especially when you can go to Chicago and play in September instead of December like they did 2 years ago when they got beat 36-7. You know, that kind of evens the playing field. And if they win this game, it won't surprise me. And if they blow it, it won't surprise me.
Well, John, when you look at this thing, let's look at it through the lens of Davis Mills. I mean, this is a guy that as I've said it the last couple of days, I mean, it's not just, you know, having not taken the steps that we thought he was going to take and you know, had some bad luck along the way. I mean, he's regressed and is not doing the things that we all expected him to do well. He's not doing them well through two games. And so with that said, there's been regression, not just poor play. This is a game that I think everybody's had start on the schedule in terms of at least being one of very few wins the Texans are expected to get this year. From Davis Mills' perspective specifically, this is a big game in terms of the team, the coaching staff, the organization having belief in him being a guy that they can win with.
Well, he's not going anywhere. He's a 17-game quarterback. It's not like he's going to be benched. He's coming off one of his worst games of his 13 starts, and he's out of sync with his receivers. One of the reasons they're not getting open. When I went back and watched every play multiple times, it was amazing to me how many times the receivers were covered. And that was with the Broncos missing two of their best defensive backs. Those guys need to get open because he's trying to make pinpoint passes, and his accuracy is not good enough to do that. He underthrew him. He overthrew him. He threw him to the side. And they dropped the ball. Chris Moore dropped one. Brandon Cook should have caught a touchdown pass. And it's up to those receivers to get open. But that's not the story of this game. Story of this game is you're going up against historically what is off to a through two games at least, one of the worst run defenses in NFL history. Bears giving up 189.5 yards a game. And I wrote in a column yesterday, this could be the fastest game of the year unless Matt Eberflus, the first-year coach of the Bears, does like Nathaniel Hackett and can't figure out that the Texans can't stop the run. Hackett had some of the worst play call strategy I've ever seen, and the Texans took advantage of it. But if these two coaches come out and do what they should, run, and run some more, because two of the three worst run defenses in the NFL, that's going to be a fast one. And it'll take a heck of a lot of pressure off two quarterbacks that are not playing well at all.
John, I want to jump on something you said at the very start of that comment is, and I'm with you. Listen, I want to say this very, very clearly, and I know you are one who tries to push that I'm a hater as well as others, and I'm really, really disappointed in you at times, John, as a Hall of Famer that you would stoop that low. But I desperately,
no, I'm devastated. I am just devastated.
I desperately want the Texans to win. Just like you, you've been covering. Hell, you've been covering Houston football for forever, but you've been covering it the last couple of years, and I have enjoyed the new feel of hope that has come across the organization. But if they don't win this game against a team that I think many Texans fans think they should win against, you said you don't think he's going anywhere. You don't think it could get bad enough that he gets to the bench?
For Jeff Driskel, are you kidding me? And run the ball like the 1950s?
I mean,
Jeff Driskel in there and tell him to run play action every time and actually run the ball?
No.
Jeff Driskel is freakishly athletic.
Yeah, Kyle Allen is alive as well, John.
Is he? I haven't found a pulse from him.
So basically, you're saying you don't think it could get bad enough where Davis Mills hits the bench?
Absolutely not. And if it gets bad enough, it just means they're going to have a higher draft choice. I'm not desperate for that. I desperately want them to win, because if they lose, I'm looking at the prize at the end of the line, because if he continues to regress under Pep Hamilton, now people are not blaming Pep. Pep's coming out playing Rex Burkhead. He must have dreamed that Burkhead could actually be a runner and letting him touch the ball 19 times in that first game and two times in the second. Playing three tight ends when they don't have one. I want to see better play calling for Pep Hamilton. That starts with running Damian Pierce at least 25 times. And if you're running well against a team giving up 189 yards a game, it's got to be Pierce and who? Somebody's got to come off the bench. And if it's Burkhead, my goodness.
Yeah, Driskel was the second.
Put Driskel in there and let him play running back.
I thought John legitimately got hung up right there. He said, and I'm like, damn, somebody pat John on the back and get this thought out, man. I thought he got hung up. Hey, John, here's the deal, man. Let's be honest, though. This is the Bears have played the 49ers and the Packers. I mean, if you listed the best 3 to 5 run games in the NFL, the Bears and the 49ers and the Packers would be on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.